All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're going to do Army of Darkness versus Reanimator. You guys have been requesting Army of Darkness, so I'm going to go ahead and do some of this. S-Mart, Senior Discount Day. Move, move, move! Tonight on Fuzz, he's armed and dangerous, but no match for the boys in blue. See our very own Kings of the Streets stick a blue suede shoe where the sun don't shine on this homicidal Elvis impersonator. Criminy Crapstorm on a crutch, you see all them stiffs? They're gonna be 50 bodies back there. Dude, I'm gonna be sick. Dude, ah, oh, hell, not, what? Oh, okay, there we go. Not again, Whitney! Oh! This is Lisa Cox of Fuzz. Here, live at the scene of the S-Mart Department Store Massacre. Behind me, you can see Detroit's finest bringing in the maniac responsible for the slaying of an entire store full of shoppers. Hold him down, son of a... Crack! Get off of me, you freaks! Sheila, let me go! Come on, little lady, let's get you out of here. Take thy foul hands off me! Let me go! Thou dost not know what thou does! Ash! We are here with one of the sole survivors of the massacre. Miss, how did you manage to avoid the catastrophic carnage created by the Elvis executioner? Thou must help me free Ashley. He is not a hero, not a foul murderer. Ash, let go of the mic. As you can see, folks, this poor girl is suffering from classic survivor guilt and even has associated herself with the murderer in an effort to make sense of this horrible situation. Typical, just typical. I save the day and end up eating wall while Captain Donut Cream of the Shake and Bake Police Department gets a headline on the 6 o'clock tube. Frickin' maniac! Hope they throw the chair at ya! Look, you guys are making a mistake here. I'm not- Hey, what are you doing with that? Thunk! Ugh! Another bloodthirsty criminal maniac is off the streets thanks to our very own Detroit Fuzz. Remember when things look bad and you need help? Pick up the phone and buzz the fuzz. I'm Lisa Cox and this is your 6 o'clock Fuzz Newsflash. All suspects appearing on Fuzz are considered guilty until proven innocent. For more details on extreme law enforcement, be sure to visit our website. The deadites were gone, unfortunately. So were the store, the employees, and a good portion of the senior shopping population. Three guesses who was left holding the bag. Yup, me. Ashley J. Williams. It wasn't always like this. I had a life once, but that was a long time ago and a lot of dead friends earlier. No one really believed the things that happened to me, but that was okay. There were nights I didn't believe them either. The events at the cabin and in Arthur's time are a blur now, but let's just say I came, I saw, and I kicked dead-eyed ass. Spinach Chin sent me back in time too early, and I had to face another evil fancy-pants freak for the souls of the world. But it wasn't over then either. The evil followed me back and possessed the employees and shoppers of S-Mart. In the end, I sent the spirits back to hell with their tails between their legs. But when it was all said and done, they blamed me for the death and destruction left in the wake of the S-Mart store possessions. Yeah, that's when I used the future weapon hand to give the Smart Scorpion a frontal lobe smoothie and sent the evil back. Outrageous, egregious, ridiculous, and ludicrous. In closing, I must say, if the brain ain't fit, you must acquit. I told them what happened, but it didn't matter. Seems the rest of the world doesn't believe in the Necronomicon, deadites, or time travel. The court finds you unfit to stand trial and sentences you to institutionalization for life at Arkham Asylum. Wait, you can't do this. Come on, Wapner, they're still out there. They'll swallow your souls. The media had a field day at my expense. The S-Mart Slasher was the topic of the water cooler conversation for months. That's his story. He's inspired 2 television movies, 4 fictional novels, a cult of insane followers, and 1 extremely disturbing off-Broadway play called A Michigan Wise Guy in King Arthur's Court. The patient has been here for 6 months and has been prone to fits of violence and outrageous claims. But his notoriety has also raised the grant level here at Arkham and Miskatonic University, allowing for increases in more pressing research areas. Our prized patient is in the exceptional wing of the asylum. This area is strictly off limits to all employees except me. There are far too many special patients housed here that have needs beyond those of our normal visitors. Mr. Williams, say hello to your new friends. My name is Ash. Wow. And I am a mental patient. Later, clack, clack, click. Master. Hello, my little undead ankle biters. Have you all been good little corpses today? Where's my flutter? Come on, boy. Come on. What? Oh, that's a good boy. Good boy, Flutter. All right, where were we? Oh, yes, click. The latest application of the reanimation fluid is the most potential to date. All formulas thus far have the same flaw. They're able to bring the flesh to life, but unable to reactivate brain functions fully. Attempts at using the formula on living subjects as a vaccine for death have been catastrophic failures. If the new serum is able to alter the living brain chemistry significantly and avoid the immediate expansion with subsequent cellular generation of the past trials, I would be one step closer to consummating my role as the new age god of flesh. Hands off, buddy boy. You know you can't touch God. Doof! It is time. Huh? Oh, yes, the Deadites. How very careless of me. Be there in a moment or two. Do not become too distracted with your fleshy creation. Your fleshly creations, my reanimator. Remember, they are but a tool in our greater goal of returning the old ones to this dimension. Before they can usher in a new age of chaos, we must eliminate the pestilence that has overrun this world. The crops must be wiped clean so that the new order may begin. Man must be eradicated utterly from this world. Bring forth the Deadites to reap that path and to prepare the world of the dead. Awake, Black Spirit! Kanda! Awake! Kanda! Roar! Roar! Whoa! I doctor my eyes! Roar! Thump! Huh? Ah, let me out of here! Huh? Creak! Huh? Squeak, squeak, squeak! What? Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Rank. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Blah. Ha, 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 ha. We have you now, chosen one. We'll try that again. We have you now, chosen one. We will peel the flesh from your bones and suffocate your lungs with the blood of 1,000 souls. Ah. Twang. Turn down the pillows, Ash. It's nighty night time forever. Son of a. We'll swallow your soul! Soul! Scrack, scrack, thunk! You're going down! Who the hell are you? Boom, boom! You're the disease, I'm the cure! Crash! Ah! Tuck, 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 tuck! Get me out of this demonic futon! Hey, hey, hey! Watch it, slice and dice! Scrack, scrack! Die, flesh bag! What? Ugh! Impoveri, nel vento! Turoche, siamo poveri, nel vento! What the hell is happening? No! There's no place like home! Alright, who are you people and how did you just do that? The name's Belcamp. Deuce Belcamp. We're here to rescue you. Deuce Belcamp, by the way. This here is Madeline Rothschild, world-renowned parapsychologist and demonologist. We call her Sugar Baby around the complex. Okay, I just got rescued by Snyder and Daisy Duke. What the fuck does that mean? We know your story, Ash. You're the chosen one, and we're busting you out. Slice! Look, that whole chosen one thing is a big mistake. Thanks for the assist, douche. I knew he was going to call him that. But it's time to get out of this. We thought you would want these. My things? Where did you get my stuff? I did it EBID. The boomstick isn't authentic. It's an S-Mart top-of-the-line shotgun, cobalt steel with a hair trigger. I'm most proud of the chainsaw. I bought it from one of the cops from the Fuzz Show that arrested you. The clothes are props from the Army of Darkness movie. It was loosely based on your story. I preferred Ashes to Ashes, the unauthorized S-Mart slasher flick, but someone outbid me on the props. Oh yeah, now that's what I'm talking about. Clink! Here's the scoop, darling Deuce, and I believe that you're the one spoken of in the Necronomicon. The one who is supposed to deliver mankind from the terror of the Deadites. Show him, Deuce! Here, that's you, baby, the chosen one. Wait, Tubbs here tattooed the pages of the damn book all over his body? What kind of twisted bookworm puts that shit all over his body? Is it all over? Show is. You should see the page on my... That's enough, Chip and Dump. Ash, there's more. This very asylum and university is the focal point for more dark energy than we have ever encountered. Someone here is using the Necronomicon to open a portal to the darkest of places. If this vortex is open, the old ones will remake every living thing on the planet over in their own image. And Sugar, you don't want to be around when that happens. Right. So here's the plan. Take your flabby tattooed book ass and your crazy demon door theories to the main desk and check yourselves into this here nut house. Me? I'm getting out of this stinkhole before more freaks start. Clank! Great, it's too late. It's go time. Aw, damn. Time for a new plan. Chink-a-clink! Rah! We let the freaks in the hall clear out. The last thing, excuse me. Yo, demon spawn! We let the freaks in the hall clear out. The last thing we want to do is draw their attention by doing something. Come get some, stupid! The dumpy Ash wannabe with a chainsaw just phoned in our 411 to a nut ward full of zombies. Smart move, Hair Club. Best I can tell, I've been locked up in this madhouse for months while the deadites tortured me with nightmare visions and whispered horrors. Meanwhile, I enjoyed a steady diet of string peas and straitjackets. Now, these two ass clowns busted me out. They tore a page out of Spinach Chin's book claiming I'm the chosen one. Right now, they believe they have this under control and are in the middle of Deadeye ER, swinging around trinkets and fancy pants spells, thinking that would be enough to take on the evil spirits. To have any real chance, we have to find the Necronomicon again, and it's up to me to pull their fat out of the fire. Well, I got three words for that. Aye! Munch! Crunch! Gah! Thunk! Get down, dipshits! Oof! Renin-in-in-in-in-in-in-in-in! Yeah, that's right. I'm back, baby. I'm back! Yeah! Oh, sorry. Yee-haw! Sloosh! Ha! Thunk! Swish! Punt! Oh, yeah! Venin-in-in-in-in-in-in! Ash, behind you! Brains! Click-click! Come get some! Kaboom! Booyah! Now that's what I'm talking about. Thump! Ash, I think you better see this. What is it now? You need Mama to help you clean up the mess in your... Slither. Aw, hell. What? Eep, get your freaking tentacles off my testicles. Ha! Flat! Slitch! Uh-oh. Ah! For crap's sake, how the hell do you stop these things? Hurry, baby, they's getting too close. Conglacio! Conglacio, infants! Whoosh! Ooh! Ching! Chime! Hold still, Ash. I'm gonna give these ice suckers a whack. Crack! Hold still. That's really fun. Chick-a-clink-itty. Shatter. You busted a tooth. Ash, look at this. What you got there, scary godmother? Sheila? For months, she did everything in her power to have you released, but the hospital wouldn't have none of it. She stood by her man. In the end, she came up against the hospital staff and Dr. Waitley. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. All right, first, shut up. Second, shut the fuck up. We've got to find her. Deuce, I'm sorry, Sugar. He's always talking in movie quotes. It's how he deals with stress. Movie quotes? I thought he was some kind of amateur Mike Knight poet or something. Come on, we've got to get this Dr. Whateverly character and find out what happened to Sheila. Blurp. Skittle scattle. It is written in the pages of the Necronomicon that the old ones were imprisoned long ago in another worldly dimension that exists just beyond the barriers of human perception. They watch and plan and yearn as mortal man stumbles through their tedious rule of material plane. Of the material plane, rather. Countless eyes keep a constant black vigil waiting for one bumbling fleshling to utter the words that will shatter the barrier and usher in the age of old. There you go. when hideous gibbering monstrosities ruled the earth and black spirits inhabited the elements of the world, the soul of the Chosen One is the key. Yes, it is all going as planned. The Chosen One is free. He will be here soon, and we will destroy the barrier between the dimensions. Yogg-Sothoth will be free, and this world will be remade in his image. And of course, for your part, the Deadites will be restored to the world of the living. What was will be again. They will welcome you with open arms very shortly. Courts lift ban on horror video games. Ah. And soon you will have your chance to feast on the flesh of the Chosen One himself. Rise, I give you life! You begin as simple human clay, a bag of flesh and bone, dead rotting meat, yesterday's leftovers. But you rise as one of my divine creations. Shook. An angel, if you will. My soul is Seraph. But not for much longer. Once we... Say, what do you got there, Buckaroo? Come on, show Daddy the... Pretty. Get that thing away from me. What? Crash. How many times do I have to tell you? I don't want those things here. No mirrors. I'm going to beat some sense into your undead. Huh? Skit-a-skit. Hello there, my little friend. Tell me, what have you spied with your little eye? Splotch. Come now, we can't have the blind leading the blind here. Ah, I see now, he survived my special ward? Interesting. Maybe there's more to this Chosen One nonsense than I originally thought. Go, my children. Bring the Chosen One to me. It's time for us to invite Mr. Williams into the fold. We've got to find Sheila. This Waitley character sounds like he... Whoa! Whooshed! Chosen One! Blah. Quick, in there! You two stay down! Cool, check this out! Bring me the head of Peter Pan! Put it down, Captain Mook, before you put an eye out. Huh? Rika Khan! Now you and Tinkerbell get down here before I rip off your head, your hand for real, Stumpy. Ah, that's a good one, Ash. It's almost like the... Oomph! Shh! We're heading into Deadite Central here, and you have to be ready for any of their tricks. See, these little buggers will use everything you hold dear. What? I could have sworn I saw. Sheila? Get down! Crash! What the hell are you doing? Never look into the mirrors! I figure Deuce here never looks in the mirror, but I swear I just saw Sheila there. Why did you bust the damn thing? It was a trick, Ash. Mirrors are the gateway to the Forbidden Dimension. It's the prison where the Deadites and other unspeakable horrors have been banished to. If there's an evil spirit loose in the hospital, then the doorway is open for them to come through. That explains the little mini-ash bastards in the broken glass. We'd better clean up these shards before... Ah, get them off! Get them off! Right, who didn't see that coming? Off! 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 Here today, gone tomorrow! Ah ha ha ah ha! Yo, wax works ahead! Hey, I see Elvis! Yee! Doing! Ooh, check please. Oof. Come here, you little bastards. Sugar baby, clean up those shards before any more of these suckers get out. Aye, what a world, what a world. Squish. Here's looking at you, kid. Hee 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 hee. Looks like you got a nasal miner in here, Tubbs. You like being a booger, huh? Flick. Good. Who knows what you'll find down this hole. Keep clear, hands clear of blades. Swoosh. Oh, yeah, I know. Click. Whirl, slice, whirl. What the hell were those little things? Doesn't matter now. Let's get out of here before they figure out a way to cause us more grief. Ah, something's wrong. My chest. Ah, what's wrong? Here's Ashley. Hey, Inkspot. Bugshot tattoo removal coming up. No, Ash. Look. Shh, he's right outside the door. Swoosh. Why are we hiding? I say we give him the old boomstick up the tailpipe treatment and... Screech, whoa! Wait, wait, that's not me, you bastard. Let me out of here. He's here, he's here. The soul of the Chosen One is ours. Swallow your soul, swallow your soul, swallow your soul. You gotta be freaking kidding me. This just keeps getting better. First they locked me in a nut house with a bunch of zombie freaks and a modern day Dr. Frankenstein reject. Say hello to the Caterpillar King, bugger boy. Snack. Now I'm in some twisted Deadite fairy tale. Why ain't playing this game? You want a nursery rhyme, demon boy? I got one for you. Ash be nimble. Ash be quick. Ash blows off your frickin' face with a boomstick. Kaboom! Boom! Hurry! Evil Ash will give us our fill of virgins for this spirit! Peel the flesh from your carcass! Old Mother Hubbard will stock your cupboard with her bones! My, what big teeth I have! Ha ha ha! All the better to bitch slap you with! Crumple! Get him! Grab him! Kill him! Back off, little boy blue balls, or I'm gonna... Aw, shit! Watch that first step! It's a killer! Hee-hee-hee! Swoosh! The sky is falling! The sky is falling! Welcome to our little party, chosen one! Criminy, would you eat the ass end of Bo Peep's flock? Eat you like a tea biscuit! Yeah! Stop! Huh? Huh? Drop the chosen one, foul apparitions! Oh! Yeah! Jump! Uh-oh! Snap! Grr! Woof! Yeah, baby! Oh! Come here, Cinderella! I got your glass chastity belt right here! Crunch! Yeep! Get off of me, you bony bastiche! Crunch! My noggin! Hey, Mr. Bone Jingles, I think you'd better take this chance to make like a tree and split. Uh-oh, you're not sure how to? It's okay. I shall show ya. Ew, looks like you're half the freak you used to be. Alright, who else wants some, huh? Do ya? Hurry, Ash! Get 'em! Kill them! Skin them! There isn't much time until the beasts are upon us again. Sheila? Sheila, baby, is it really you? Aye, my love, but there is scarcely time. We must flee. Where are we going? The only safe place is down the rabbit hole. Interesting. Time to say pip-pip, cheerio, ta-ta, and whatnot to all these dreadfully dreary duds. Can't run around this here world looking like the chosen one, wanka. The jig is up. Hurry, baby, we need to get out of... Here? Ash? Hey, nice hat. Where'd you get... Ah, much better. They say the clothes make the man, but in this case, the deadite makes the flashy threads, eh? All right, buggers. Night-night time for ya. Thunk. Hello, cousins. You can call me Asher, Hatter Ash of the Wonderland Williams. And? Don't just stand there, you brainless boobs. Get him. Rawr! A janitor, a nurse, and a bumbling halfwit. What do these seemingly unrelated people have in common, you ask? Huh? Who that? It's simple, really. You're gonna help me eliminate death forever. Of course, you may die first. Sorry, you know, it's that whole breaking a few eggs to make an omelet thing. I've reconfigured the reanimation fluid to correct for the mutations and cellular degeneration of the previous serums. Herbert West is about to ascend to godhood. Stick! No, please, wait. I'm scared of needles. Come on, stay together. Stay together. Deuce, baby. Gah, gah, gah. Splorch. Damn it, damn it, damn it. I did everything right. I recalibrated the levels. It should have worked. Clink, clink. Ugh. Are you quite finished, my reanimator? Your obsession with the elimination of death is quite unhealthy. Now where is the chosen one? Yogg-Sothoth waits for us to open the gate. You don't understand. I'm so close to it. If I can just solve the... Fool! Hello, governor. This isn't the chosen one. It's a damnable deadite trick. Just a pathetic reflection of the man I need to open the gate. Smack! Oof! Get your pitiful abominations out there and bring back the chosen one. I can't believe the crash! No! He, going for a ride. Clink, clink. My work is not pitiful. I will defeat death. Shunk. You are a wretched creature. I thought by bringing out your true nature and locking away your inept conscience that you and your zombies would become the perfect tools for my purposes. Your hindrances to my final goal. And it's time I left my playthings behind. Excuse me, old Biddy says, but I was wrong, and then, of course, transforms. No, stay! You, messy. Rabbit hole? 'Tis the only way, my love. Shrip! Oh, rabbit hole, right. Well, I am a man, and you're a... Quickly, Ash! Huh? The rabbit hole is a fruit cellar? Great. Come quickly. Clack, creak! This is Ash, the Chosen One. These are my friends, Herbie and HP. Ah, yes, the chosen one indeed. You are written of in the Necronomicon. He who has prophesied to fall from the heavens and free us from the terrors of the Deadites, I believe. So tell me, my boy, how did you come to be here in the damned dimension of the Deadites with us wayward souls? Yeah, right. Look, Q-Tip, I don't know why you're dressed like Captain Marsupial's rabbit puppet, but Sheila and I gotta get out of here pronto. Rabbit puppet? The Deadites do have a strange sense of humor. When your soul is swallowed by the Deadites, your personality becomes part of their group consciousness. Judging from today's Twisted Wonderland motif, I would say they have finally assimilated poor LC. HP? LC? That's saying nothing but a bunch of BS, and I want some answers, PDF and Q. Your skepticism may be well-founded, but nevertheless it is truth. If you doubt the truth of the situation, you need only look as far as your own appearance. Sip. What the fuck happened to my clothes? You are part of the Deadites' folly now. I shudder to think of the appearance Evil Ash has taken in this new abomination of existence. Listen to him, Ash. He is wise beyond. There are many horrors detailed in the pages of the Necronomicon. The Deadites are but one of the creatures within its inked pages. Eons ago, the ancient evils created many copies of the Necronomicon upon the very flesh of the damned. In the beginning, the Deadites had free rule over the earth. Their evil was only bound by the limits of their twisted imaginations and propensity for causing mayhem. Only the actions of the original Chosen One were able to lock the demons away in the mirror prison world. The Necronomicon's powerful evil influence drew from the most dreadful monster's attention, and they locked away the copies for their own horrific uses. Their only chance of escape from the dread dimension was for someone to read the forbidden captions from the Necronomicon aloud and give them purchase in the land of the living again. Conda, conda, click. Once read, the antics can begin and the prison can be broken. If the reader is a powerful sorcerer, the rift can be controlled, letting only a small portion of the Deadites roam free. If the reader is a bumbling halfwit, the entire army of darkness can be allowed to escape the mirror prison and return to our plane of existence. Look, I didn't ask for a psycho history lesson, Wesley Wabbit. How do I get out of this Freudian freak show? Chop, 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 chop. Doink. Take this back to the spot where you entered the looking glass prison. When you see the reflection of the Deadite doppelganger that swapped places with you, shatter the monocle glass. You'll escape with a small surge of Deadite energy. Right. See the gimp? Break the glass. Easy. Wait, what about Sheila? She's coming with me. How do we get her through How do we get her through? I'm sorry, Ash. We're all stuck here unless our possessed doppelgangers can be forced to look into a reflective surface at the very instant we manage to break a glass on this side. It's the only way. Be ready, baby. I'll find your body on the other side and get you out of this. Ugh! Shatter! Well, 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 if it isn't the pretty boy, come back for his little medieval Miss Moffat. Excuse me. Medieval Miss Muffet. Surprised to see me, Ash? This is where I must live until your soul is devoured. Well, bug boy, you're about to get swatted. With a 350 horsepower chainsaw. Yay! Ashley! Thwack! Whoa! Come here, said the spider to the fly. It's time to die. Doof! Swat! Ugh! Run, Ash, run! I will be with thee always! Hi-ya! Sheila! Run! Sweet girly girls are made of sugar and spice and everything sliced. Aye! Crunch! Crunch! Heh heh heh! Candy stripers so yummy, time to indulge my sweet tooth. Sweets for the sweet! Pour out some sugar on me, deadly. Hey, wait a minute, you're not like us. One of these things isn't like the others. One of these things just doesn't belong. Can you tell me which one of these things isn't like the others? I'm the real Ashley J. Williams, boys. Aye, the one with the gun. The saw. Yip, yip, yee! Vin-in-in-in-in-in-in-in, gurgle, bleh, bleh, and the attitude. All right, you queer eye for the wise guy flashing plates. Had your funny with the Tweedledee dumbass fit. Excuse me. Try that again. All right, you queer eye for the wise guy flashing plates. Had your funny with the Tweedledee dumbass outfit. Let's see if a little good old American willpower can't get these threads turned back to normal. Yeah, that's more like it. Now let's go carve us up a n-n-n-n-n-n-n-n-n. Whoa, you've got to be kidding me. Hey, hold still there, shrimp toast. Ah, ah, ah. ah, ah. I'm just gonna use a saw to tattoo R.I.P. in your chest. Bring it on, ink stain. Back in the day, some prods used to say I was one-dimensional. Not my fault if they didn't get the sophistication that is Ash Williams. Ha, if they could see this, they'd get a good laugh out of it. The walking sidewalk doodle is another deadite prank. Sprang right from the blubbery tattooed ass of a psychotic janitor who thought he was a cut-rate version of yours truly. Your typical case of art imitating life and then coming to life and trying to kill you. Hey, don't ask me, I'm not one of those artsy pansy types. Yeah, now I'm in the middle of the deadite ER fighting this talking ink stain to save Sheila from the insane Kandarian mirror dimension. Time to die, fleshy. There, there, my plucky duckies. Ah! No, stay back. How'd you like a Sapmaster 3000 tattoo? I'll pass, doodle boy. Lap, lack, lick. Help, someone please help. Or I've also got something in a scattershot Rorschach pattern. Yo! Ugh! Relax! Boom! Boom! Ink remover? No! Blah, 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 blah. I'm melting! Melting! Blah, blah. Hey, what's that on my shoe? Oh yeah, it's you. So long, soap scum. Oh, lovelies, I'm sure Mumsy would approve. Aye! Your turn now, Memorass. I've had enough of you freaks pretending to be me. There's only one Ash, tough guy, and he doesn't take kindly to being rear-ended by you demonic doppelgangers. Yonk! Time to swallow your souls! Eek! Grunk, grunk! Huh? Yeah, not liking that little bastard Gulliver treatment, are ya? Didn't think you would. Liquid nitrogen? This could... Rink! This could come in handy. No, no, Deuce, oh baby! Don't worry, Nurse Rothschild, your custodial compatriot didn't suffer at all. But don't take my word for it. You can ask him yourself. Deuce? Aye, sugar baby! Rink, throom! Hey, what's this, you fugly undead frat boys having a party? Well, lucky for you, Ashton crashed your shindig and brought you a little parting gift. Ba-boom! Ching, clink, chime! Corpsicles, anyone? Oh well, more for me. Yeah, crash! Don't fall to pieces on me, Frosty the Freak Boy. Snacked! Ah, crack! Night, night, Gracie. Doink! Shatter! Clap, clap! Bravo, Mr. Williams! Clap, clap, that was quite an impressive entrance. Ash, look out. Let's just see if I can top it. Wes, you crazy fuck, what the hell have you done? Squish the door. The girl, aw, shit. Yo, Pillsbury Demon Boy, it's go time. Hey-yah, splorch. You failed. Time to flunk out the chosen one. School's out, dickwad. Smash. Rin-in-in-in-in-in-in-in-in. Ugh! Whack! Dunk! Ah! Thwack! Ugh! Flap! Swoosh! Snap! You had your fun. Now it's my turn. Vin-in-in-in-in-in-in-in. Yeah! Ashley, they've got me, baby. Oh, God, no, Sheila. What did they do to you? She's one of us now. Give us a kiss. Gonna swallow you whole. Grip, grip. Ah, well, and so it ends. Slither, it appears our chosen one wasn't so chosen after all. Adding dear Sheila to my reanimated masterpiece was just a bit too much for his little mind to handle. There we go. Ugh, that's better. Stitch. Saw. Time to bring good Dr. Whateley a little surprise. Since he was kind enough to help me get ahead, I suppose it's only fair I do the same for him. What? Bub? No! Gah! Give me back my body! Boom! Boom! Phew, and I thought this deadite ragdoll smelled bad on the outside. Gah! You're going down, crotch stain. Thump! What's this? Looks like your dead sweater's got a loose string. I'm alright. Everything is gonna be just fine. Would be a real shame if someone gave it a yank. Yank! Hey, Dr. Frankenfuck, looks like your plans are coming unrivaled. Vrin! Aye, my stitches! Huh? Ash, what happened? Good God, what the hell is that thing? Ah! Slurp! Come on! We're riding this gurney out of here now! Ha! Yee! Thunk! Crunch! Just a little farther! Ash, look out! Waitley! Zrak! Oh, shit! Doof! Time's up, chosen one! Scrackle! Ugh! I've waited 100 years to usher in the return of Yog-Sothoth and the old gods! Now, thanks to your bubbling, I will throw open the dimensional gates and destroy the last vestiges of man's kingdom! Salamanthrolus Kanda Faxios! Kanda! Kanda! Yar! Kanda! Scrackle! Ah, oh, Wakely, you fish-headed bastard! Come, Yog-Sothoth! Come and rule this world with me! Slew, slobber, snort! Don't you see what you're doing? They'll kill us all, starting with you! Stop this crazy thing before it's too late. Ah! You fool! That's the entire purpose! Yog-Sothoth will consume me, and I will attain godhood and unchallenged dominion over the earth! Escala intra... Escala intra dominia precipiniscala! Huh? Rain and electricity? Great. Plip, plop, skirt, skack. Yeah! No, the spell mustn't be broken. Grass, Morch, the buck! Boom! Hiss! No, 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 Yog-Sothoth! Skittle, scattle, crack. Hey, squid dick! No, it's not my fault, Daddy! Whack! Swoosh! Roar! Who's your daddy now? Boom! Ah! Ash, the spell was disrupted. Yeah, that's kind of the point, Princess. Disrupt the spell, stop the freak, save the world, right? Wrong! When the spell was terminated, the supernatural energy feedback has nowhere else to go but out. This whole place is coming down. This way, come on! Thoom! Oh! You did it, Ash. I don't know how, but you did it. Yeah, really brought the house down with that last show, huh? Let's see. It says, all the students, teachers, and doctors, all dead. No time for sugar. I wonder why that's there. It says, no time for sugar now, baby. Let's get out of here before Johnny Law comes snooping around this nut house. I plan on being snot-faced drunk and far away from this freak show before they sort out all the parts in that pit. Come on! And then he says, all those students, teachers, and doctors all dead. Need to get away. Find a place to regroup and start my research again. Army of Darkness, old school, is next. Look out for it. And this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Comics Corner with Army of Darkness.